Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
And it's a great pleasure to welcome Cantor Will, who's with us this evening, and also a special welcome to her parents, Clifford and Leslie Will, who came in all the way from France to be here, and her partner, Dave Velotti. And it's such a blessing to have you with us. So this week on I listen to a lot of podcasts. Most of them are NPR, and on 360 they recounted the story of a famous Broadway show and musical, and so just listen and see if you can figure it out. Whoa! What is it?
Snap!
What is it? West Side Story, right? Yeah, here we go. Everybody now, ready? Isn't that amazing? Just one click and we're all doing it, and now you're ready to sing, "When I'm a Jet All the Way."
Are you going to sing it for us, Rabbi?
Absolutely not. Because we know the only instrument I'm allowed to play is the shaker egg, because a tambourine can be a deadly weapon in the wrong hands. And so, but it's amazing, right? Just those two clicks, and you're already at the opening scene of the movie. And really what that does, like an overture for any show, is it centers us and brings us into the space. And that's going to be our theme for the beginning this evening with Cantor Will, with the extra booklets that you all have. It's going to be Kabbalat Shabbat. For those of you that get excited about such things, the Psalms, the copy, is actually from, I'm going to say it in a whisper, Mishkan Tefillah. The roof didn't fall. Okay. So, to begin, though, the service in our TBS prayer books, I'd like to invite Sarah and her parents to come to lead us with candle blessing number 3.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher Kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat.
I want to thank Brad Stein, who did our musical meditation this evening.
Shabbat Shalom. It's good to be back with a little less drama as last time I was here with all of us together for the holy days, and here we are into a new year and an opportunity to continue to learn together lots of things about our prayers, about our musical tradition, and we're going to do a bit of singing for a while. And in doing some singing for the next 10 or even 15 minutes, even before Baruch Hu, we are taking part in something that Jews all around the world and Jews in pretty all of the traditions, regardless of how you choose to engage in your Judaism, would be involved in on a Friday night, and that's Kabbalat Shabbat. We often refer to our evening service as Kabbalat Shabbat, but really Kabbalat Shabbat specifically speaks about a section of the service that comes well before Baruch Hu, in addition to an opening song. And so a few sort of things to set the stage, and then we're going to work through them. But we're going to go through them one by one, and I'm going to just give you a little taste and a little sampling of what this is, this Kabbalat Shabbat. Kabbalat Shabbat is actually on its own an entire service. There is not a Shema or a Baruch Hu. There's nothing specifically liturgically demanded of it, but it actually stands alone as a service, as a unique time. And it comes, as many of us may know, from the time from Sfat, where the stories we understand are that rabbis and folks from the community went, and in order to really know when Shabbat began, and in all of their preparation for Shabbat to come with excitement and anticipation, would go and stand at the highest point in order to really be able to see when the sun finally set, right? If you're like down in the town with the buildings, you won't know, but you want to know like right when it's Shabbat. Imagine that kind of yearning and desire to like witness it, to then really transition from the week and the work to, it's here. So the mystics would wait for the sun to set. And what do you do if you're standing with a bunch of friends waiting for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, what do? You sing. So over time, in a history that we won't get into here, a program of content was developed as a way to acknowledge those moments. Now, as Shabbat is coming, as the sun is setting, do you think that the group who stood together to sing, were they singing songs of woe about how hard their lives were and how they didn't have enough money or rain? No. What do you think they were singing about as they stood on these mountaintops? Peace. Shabbat. What else? What are they seeing in front of them? The sun. Mountains. Nature. So this service developed as a way, very different from the rest of the week, to enter Shabbat. No petitions. No great statements of any deep theology, though there was theological content. Just Shabbat, just gratitude and hope for that moment when the sun would finally set and Shabbat would be there. And it stands alone. And frankly, in the tradition, it's come to overshadow the Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv being Baruch Hu, you know, Shema, the Amidah, the standing prayer, Aleinu and Kaddish. Kabbalat Shabbat is longer in text. And the tradition says that most people came on Friday night for Kabbalat Shabbat. Some would leave. Many would say, oh, we're here, we might as well stay for the next 15 minutes, which was traditionally all it should really take to do the Ma'ariv. Because Ma'ariv was every night of the week. It's just Ma'ariv, it's just evening prayer. Kabbalat Shabbat was why people came. And it was 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour of preparing and preparing and preparing for Shabbat finally to come. So we're gonna sing through some of it. It's a series of psalms. Traditionally, it's laid out as 6 psalms, 95 through 99, and then a little 29 added in. Then 2 poems, then a few more psalms. There was a study break. There was a Kaddish. There are 5 or 6 Kaddish moments in our service. There was a Kaddish. Then Lecha Dodi, then another psalm, and then another Kaddish. And by then, maybe we do some Baruch Hu, Shema, and head to home to dinner. So we're going to do a little bit of that. We will still do a meaningful Baruch Hu and Shema, and we won't head home to dinner. But I'm going to give you a little of a taste. One of the reasons why we're going to sing the Kabbalat Shabbat is that even through the ages, with the addition of these psalms, many of which were about nature, some of which were political, some came from the Babylonian times, some came from the Palestinian, the time before the diaspora, is that because they were psalms and poems, they were designed to be sung. And over the years, the political content stopped mattering. The spiritual part was moving, as was the nature, but because many of them were easily set to music, this was in part why Kabbalat Shabbat became such a rich part of our tradition, because the psalms were all meant to be sung. So it was, again, a chance to use the voice to bring on and to celebrate Shabbat. So beginning on page 4, we will start. And Rabbi has kindly highlighted, and I may add a little bit or skip some as we go, some of these psalms. And like the many times I've worked with you and spoken with you about these things, there are many melodies for each psalm. So this isn't the Lechuna Ranana. This is a setting for Lechuna Ranana. Like our prayers, these psalms are ripe for lots of different melodies and interpretations, but these are some that many of our congregations in the movement sing and that I think are particularly moving. And I'll tell you as we go why they work. Lechuna Ranana L'Adonai, come let us sing. What a great way to start when you walk in off the street and you're still getting ready to settle in. Come let us sing a song joyously, raise a shout. Come into God's presence with praise. That's just all you have to do. Just come in ready to praise. None of the rest matters. And the English as we go, we'll refer, you'll see the English below. On the next page is the English lyric actually of the song, but it's pulled from this Hebrew text. First page, in God's hands are the depths of the earth, the peaks of the mountains are God's. God is in the sea and God made it. So again, we imagine these folks standing on a mountaintop, just acknowledging the greatness. There's no relationship, there's no freedom at the sea. It's just gratitude and praise for these moments. The next psalm is Psalm 96. Shir Adonai Shir Hadash. Sing a new song to God, the whole earth. Shiru Adonai, Shiru Shir Chadash, Shiru Adonai, Kol Haaretz, Shiru Adonai, Shiru Shir Chadash, Shiru Adonai, Kol Haaretz, Shiru Adonai, Baruch Hu Shemo, Pasru Miyom Leyom, Yeshua To, Shiru Adonai, Shiru Adonai. good. A few lines later, we won't sing it, but Ki Gadol Adonai Umoholama Od, Ki Kol Ha Elohim, because God is great. It just, again, these praises for not asking, not begging, but the point of Shabbat is just to recognize gratitude and the greatness in the earth. A little farther down, the next paragraph goes like this. Yamamai, my, 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 yamamai. That's not from the psalm. My, my, yeah, my, 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 yeah, my, 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 yeah, my, 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 yeah, my, 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 yeah, my, 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 yeah, my, 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 yeah, my, 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 Yismechu Hashamayim B'tagel Haaretz. What's the yam? The sea, right? What does this feel like? A little bit like waves. Yiram hayam umelo yismichu hashamayim betagel haaretz. Yiram hayam umelo. So again, just a little taste of a bunch of these psalms, that Yismechu, let the heavens rejoice, you'll see in the translation on page 7, that was what that was, Yismechu Hashamayim, Sameach, rejoice, Hashamayim, the heavens, right? There's also a sense that it's not just us who sees the miracle, it's all of creation rejoices with all of creation. It's a bit of a Kabbalistic sense that everything is God, God is everything, but so the heavens are rejoicing, and the mountains, when they do their mountain thing, they're singing. They're joyful for the universe, the clouds and the thunder and the waves. They are, by doing their work in the universe, that is their praise. That is their joy and gratitude. And these psalms really invite us to think about this oneness of us with the universe. Again, before we become back sort of concerned with our own things, which we are right to do, but just an expansive sense of the universe. Okay, next one. On Psalm 97, on that bottom of that page, we won't sing it, but this is where Or Zaruah comes from. Some of you might know the old camp. There's many melodies of Or Zaruah Latzadik. Light is sown for the righteous. But you know, Jeff Klepper is many of you from camp. Or Zaruah Latzadik. Okay, we got the claps going. Comes from Psalm 97, and again, this being included in these litany of psalms because they're all about joy. You see, let the earth exult, let the islands rejoice. I mean, that's just, I just think such provocative and evocative imagery that the islands are rejoicing. What could that mean? Even just to imagine that creates opportunities for us. Psalm 98, Shir Ladonai Shir Chadash, sing a new song, different one, Ki Niflaot Asa, on page 8. One little excerpt, Hariu Ladonai. There are many settings of this, which I'm not going to sing at this moment, but the beauty of Hariu Ladonai is to this raise a shout to God, all the earth. Pitzchu v'rananu v'zameru, break into joyous songs of praise. And there have been many settings to this as well, some more folky, some more classical, Lewandowski, and some of the classics have beautiful settings of this. And would sing them as part of the Kabbalat Shabbat service. The rest of the psalm I want to sing with you on page 9, which is just, it's a different kind of feeling. And the beauty of many of these melodies, some might be sort of very upbeat and evoke a sense of movement, physical movement in the body as well as waves, but others can be more reflective. And this is a lovely setting. By actually a traditional rabbi in Canada about 40 years ago, but sort of was given new life in the Reform movement, Zamru Ladonai Bechinor, and it's beautiful because it says, similar to Psalm 150, you might know from the morning service, Hallelu, Nevel v'chinor, you know, offer praises with your drum and with your trumpet and with your lute and with whatever you got. This is a similar parallel to Psalm 150, this part of Psalm 98. Sing praises with the lyre and the melodious song and with trumpets and the blast. Raise a shout. Let the sea and all within it thunder, and the world and all of its inhabitants. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together with joy. Again, just this sense of an embodied prayer that our universe gives us. But this is a different kind of setting, but very melodious, as the psalm would ask.
Zamru l'Adonai b'chinor, b'chinor v'kol zimra, b'chatzot rot v'kol shofar, ha'ril lifnei ha'melech Adonai. Yiram hayam umlo'o, tevel v'yosh veva, neharot yimcha uchav, yachad harim yiranenu. Zamru l'Adonai b'chinor, b'chinor v'kol zimra, v'chatzot rot v'kol shofar, ha'ril lifnei ha'melech Adonai. Yiram hayam umlo'o, tevel v'yosh veva, neharot yimcha uchav, yachad harim yiranenu.
Which is a different way to imagine all of the beautiful parts of nature, adding their more melodious voice, a sort of a harmony of the world working together. And you can imagine, not with these more contemporary settings, but singing all of these psalms as just a way to acknowledge this opportunity that's then coming with Shabbat through various texts, different melodies that over time were developed, but really could just be nigunim or other sort of folk melodies that these groups standing on the mountaintop would enjoy together. Psalm 99 is the last in the series. We had 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. So we're in the fifth psalm on page 10. Which is, you know this.
Romemu Adonai Eloheinu v'hishtachavu lehar kodesho. Romemu Adonai Eloheinu v'hishtachavu lehar kodesho. Ki kadosh Adonai.
That comes from Psalm 99 and is part of the Kabbalat Shabbat liturgy. Romemu Adonai, praise God. V'hishtachavu lahar kodesho, bow towards the mountain. Ki kadosh, because God is holy. Psalm 29, and just in a different edition, a little out of the order of the Psalms, on page 11. I'm not going to sing any pieces of, but just to see the beautiful poetic repetition, Mizmor LeDavid, a song of David, another story about where all of our Psalms come from. Havu l'Adonai, give credit to Adonai, who is the God of all the gods. Havu l'Adonai kavod shemo, give to God the glory of God's name. So there's a sense of a repetitive text too, which lends itself to singing. And on the next page, page 12, kol Adonai, the voice of God, kindles the flames. Kol Adonai yachil midbar. The voice of Adonai convulses the wilderness, right? It's God's voice that brought the world into being. And we're moving sort of closer and closer in a minute to Lecha Dodi with a sort of a growing sense, the way the Psalms were lined up, to then start ascribing a little more of the personal relationship between God and the people, that now there's a little more active participation between them. This, just a little text that you might know, Adonai Oz La'amo Yitain, the last line from this, an old, some of you might know this old Klepper melody.
Adonai Oz La'amo Yitain, Adonai Oz La'amo Yitain, Adonai Oz La'amo Yitain, Adonai Yivarech Et Amo.
So just it was, you know, sort of a 70s, 80s sort of folk camp melody, but pulled right from the psalm and is a nice thing to include on a Kabbalat Shabbat, something that's familiar. Again, these are just some melodic samples. And then, we did 99, my pages are got backwards. What's the next? Page 13, is that where we are? Excellent, we did it. We made it to Lechad Odi after all that. Right, so imagine, this is very different than welcome, Lechad Odi, here we are, ready to greet the Shabbat bride. Right, it's just sort of a different way of thinking about entering Shabbat. There's no better or worse, bad or good, but that to have the time to really connect with the earth at your feet and the mountains and the universe when you're transitioning out of your week before you say, okay, Shabbat bride, let's come through the door, we're ready. Maybe I wasn't ready, but the Kabbalat Shabbat gives us some space to prepare as well as really roots us to what matters in our connection to the larger world. So now for Lechad Odi. One of the beautiful things about Lechad Odi, there are 9 verses. We're only going to do 4 that traditionally many Reformed congregations sing, is that because these are beautiful verses, they also lend themselves to many different melodies. And in some communities, there's a different melody for every verse. Because each verse actually is unique in terms of its theology and content, which we won't study now. It's an acrostic. You may have studied this before. It's a mystical a poem that has both text in it and some mystical ideas, some theologies. But it's the Shlomo Alkabetz who wrote it, Shlomo Halevi in Hebrew, and his name is the acrostic of the letters. Shlomo Shin Lamed Hey for Shamor Likrat, not the Hitori, it's the wrong Hey since we skipped some verses, but his name is an acrostic. So also with the Kabbalat Shabbat, there was sort of a lot of poetry and mysticism in these. So we'll do 2. You'll know when we transition, I think. Let's do.
Lechado di likrat kala yalala 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 b'nei Shabbat nekavela. Lechado di likrat kala yalala 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 b'nei Shabbat nekavela. Shamor v'zachor v'dibor echad yishmianu.
And now we are ready to greet the Shabbat bride, imagining that she's come. I'm going to do one more after. That she's come to be with us, has passed through the mountains that we've rejoiced with, and the seas who've clapped their hands, and the clouds and the sky that have thundered. Finally, finally, the Shabbat bride is here to begin our Shabbat. Bo'i v'shalom ateret bala, gam b'simcha uv'tzohola, toch emunei am segula, bo'i chala, lecha dodi. If you'll remain standing, there are two more psalms which we're only going to do a little piece of, which is 92. We continue even after this, and there are study parts we wouldn't do. So even with the Lecha Dodi, there'd still be a little more, which we won't do all of, but Tov Lahodot Ladonai, some of us know settings of that. Right in the middle, we didn't mark it, but as I was studying today, I saw right in the middle. Alleluia. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How great are your works, Magaluma Asecha, Ma'od, there's so much more. There's more and more, they're so great. The design of the universe. Magalu Masechaya. It's not marked, it's right between the markings. Me'odam kumachshoteha. Magalu, one more time. Magalu Masechaya. Me'odam kumachshoteha. Sadika Tamar, another popular setting, the last psalm, 93, just a little taste. Couple lines down on, you'll see on 15. Let's see what key I want to do this in. Mikolot Maim Rabim, the last piece. Adirim Mishborei Yam. Mikolot Mayim Rabim, how great are these waters, the great waters, which we imagine to be the waters of the sky as well as the waters of the sea. It goes like this. Mikolot Mayim Rabim, Adirim Mishpareyam. Mikolot Mayim Rabim, Adirim Mishpareyam. Adir b'marom Adonai, Adir b'marom Adonai, Adir b'marom Adonai, Adir b'marom Adonai.
So it's higher and higher. God is above all of those things, above the thunder of the mighty waters, and more majestic than the breakers of the sea is God.
Mikolot Mayim Rabim. Adirim Ishvareyam. Sounds like a wave. Adirim Ishvareyam. Mikolot Mayim Rabim. Adirim Ishvareyam. Adir Bamarom Adonai. Because God is on high. Adir Bamarom Adonai. Adir
Baruch Hu is on page 17.
Yai lai lai, yai lai lai lai, yai lai 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 lai, yai lai lai, yai lai lai lai, lai 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 lai. Bye.
Together on page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Page 19 on the bottom. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirits, and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel, strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Moroshem Kibot, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed.
Please be seated. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha u'v'rechtecha v'aderech Ushochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam leot al yadecha, vahayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha, lema'an tizkaru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'yitem kiroshim leohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liot Lechem Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem. Page 24, we read together in the middle. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam tasting the salt and freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we use timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Me.
B'Shamru, page 27. All that joy and rejoicing, offering praise and thanksgiving, there's also the need sometimes for quiet and for rest. And we always have all of those things within us, the dance and the joy and then the quietude and the rest. And that's the gift of Shabbat, to be full and joyful and also to just take a breath. So just take a breath for a second at your own time. Just breathe. Because that's the gift, is just the breath.
V'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat, et ha-Shabbat ma'asot, et ha-Shabbat l'dor otam, berit olam, berit olam. Et ha-Shabbat la'asot, et ha-Shabbat le'dor odam, berit olam, berit olam.
We continue with the tefillah on page 29. Please rise.
Avotenu,
Elohei
Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Bahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Zilher Haste Avot B'Imahot. Maybe Geula Livne Venehem, Maan Shemo Ba'ahava, Melech Ozer Moshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Abraham Ezra Sarah,
Ata Gibor Laolam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Atarav Lahoshia, Mechalkel Hayim Bechesed, Mechaye Hakol Berachamim Rabim. Somech Nuflim Rofe Holim umatir asurim, umekayem emunato lishenei afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domelach, melech meimit umachaye, umatzmiach yishua. V'ne'eman atal ha'chayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. Page 32. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God, from the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us. God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch atah Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. Blessed are you, the Holy God. You may be seated.
Our prayer for peace, Ose Shalom Bimromav, on page. Which page? Well, there's one on 48, so we'll go to 48 to prepare for Ose Shalom. Ose Shalom, the one who makes peace, but the Ose of Shalom, 48, is the doing of peace. It's not an idea. It's not a something in the air. Ose is to make, to do something active. So may the one who makes peace bring peace down on us, but it's not about just thinking about it. It's being the peacemakers, God's partners in the making of peace. Ose Shalom Bimromav. It doesn't say tefillah shalom, to pray about peace or to think about peace or to dream about peace, but to make peace for all of the world.
Ose Shalom Bimromav. Ose Shalom. Hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase shalom. Hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase shalom. Hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down.
So imagine what this Shabbat perhaps, or into the week ahead, can you do to bring peace down or out or in? To be the peacemakers. It's not enough just to sit and pray about it, though it feels really good. But what can you do to bring peace down? Bring peace down.
Ose Shalom. Hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase shalom. Hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu. May the one who makes peace bring peace down.
A moment of silent prayer.
we pray for healing, we may wish for a full physical recovery from illness or injury or surgery. But if that's not possible, we pray that everyone will find wholeness and peace and grounding on their journey. We pray for healing in whatever form this may take with Misha Berach on page 45. Continue with Alenu on page 53. Please rise. May be seated. Page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch. A fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be. To be and to lose. A thing for fools, this. A holy thing. A holy thing to love, for your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. On this Shabbat, we remember fondly our beloved members, Mark Langsteen, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt, and on this, her first Yahrzeit, we remember Donna Courtney, our teacher, our leader, the bringer of music, lifelong learner, mother, grandmother, daughter, wife, and friend, a builder of Temple B'nai Shalom. Her legacy and love will always be woven through all that TBS does. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Jean Gold, friend of Rabbi Amy Perlin and the Shub family. Carolyn Scheppner, cousin of Janet Pressman and Mara Surridge. Bob Mellon, father of Rabbi Michael Mellon, friend of the Perlin family. And we remember the yearly anniversary, the Yahrzeits of our members. Howard Goldberger, father of Amy Ahrens. Stephen Kamen, husband of Linda Kamen, father of Howard Kamen. Arnold Jacobius, friend of Mike Mason. And we remember this week the Yahrzeits of these dear ones to our community members. Pat Nicholson, Myra Birch, Raisa Lenchik, Jenny Bernstein, Ernst Arnoldi, Rose Gold, David McIntyre, Naomi Mimi Wolf, Doris Esther Scher, Anna Eglow, Lucille Jacobs, Phil Latendra, June Brust, Linda Ginsburg, Martin Wallach, Morris Wallach, Norman Berkowitz, Lester Shubin, Abdomanab Polat, Sol Sprung, Michael Tomaszpolski, Teresa Sparks, Ethel Beagleman, Julius Bauer, Howard Levitt, Ilsa Strauss, Helen Anzel, Harriet Lawal, Nettie Allgood, Claire Kronthal, Sandy Braun, Pearl Frager, Morris Kleinman. We honor all of their memories as together we rise for Kaddish, page 60. Yit Gadal v'Yit Kadash Shemei Rabbah, B'Alma Divarach Hirutei V'Yamlich Malchutei, Chayachon uv'yomechon uv'chaye dechol Beit Yisrael, Ba'gala uvizman kari v'yimru, Amen. Yehe Shmei Rabbah Mevarach La'alam Olmei Almaya, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh, V'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal Shmei Dekutcha B'rechu, La'elam min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran v'alma v'imru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
We move from the sacred prayer of memory to celebrating the joy of the Shabbat day that we welcomed with great fanfare. So how about, so we have one seventh grader here who shall go unnamed, but she was up for candles. Now, you know, you gotta get used to it, but you won't be by yourself because anyone else who is under 18, also come on up for Kiddush. We're easing you into this, Sarah. Is that true? Is that something? Yeah. Page 61. Do you want to hold? Who wants to hold? Do you want to hold?
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav Biratzavanu V'Shabbat Kadsho Yahava Uratzon in Hilanu, Zikaralima Asebereshit, Yu Yom Tehila, Lamit Grae Kodesh, Zeheliziat, Mitraim, Yivanu Bacharta, Eltan.
Seated.
Okay. Pass this out amongst yourselves.
Shabbat Shalom. On behalf of the Temple Board of Directors, welcome to Shabbat services. I'm Neil Seiden, President of the Temple. What a wonderful way to start our service. Thank you, Brad, there you are, for musical meditations. It's just a great way to end the week and get ready for service. Thank you to all who helped make this service possible, our rabbis, board member ushers, greeters, Onyx superstars, and our security watch. And welcome back, Cantor Will. It is always so wonderful to have you grace our bima and create the truly spiritual Shabbat moments that you do. There's so many things to announce. I urge you to read the weekly. A couple of highlights. Please be sure to join us with our friends at Abiding Presence for our annual Thanksgiving service together at 7:30 on November 27th. The information's in your folder. There's no Hebrew school next Tuesday, but there are dress rehearsals. Frank, that didn't look very like much disappointment over there. There's no Hebrew school on Tuesday, but there are dress rehearsals for the youth and adult choirs next Tuesday at Abiding Presence. See Sue Cohn if you have any questions about that. The religious school students will build the mac and cheese menorah again this year on December 17th. Please bring your box donations of mac and cheese to TBS by December 10th so the designers will know how much material there is to work with. And as always, afterwards, the mac and cheese is donated to LCAC. Unfortunately, the Saturday, November 23rd, Star Trek Havdalah Night has been transported to a different galaxy. And as soon as Scotty can tell us the star date and time, we will announce it. Sidon out. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a good weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
May you be blessed on this Shabbat and in the week ahead to see the heavens rejoice and the earth exult. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.